97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, what a beautiful day. I'm Andrew Salchunas alongside Pat Egan on a nice weathered morning on a Saturday, right? It's usually been very hot the last kind of couple of weeks.
Hot.
But you know what? The only thing that's hot right now, it's your fighting Phils, man. The Chunas train and Pat's paddy wagon continue to chug along.
Choo-choo.
You don't really chug because you're a wagon, so we have you hitched on to the caboose.
That's fine.
That's where I normally am at.
Let's be real. All right, that's proper placement.
Yeah, you're on my caboose, and we're carrying you.
Although some people, I just want to put it on record. Some people
like the caboose.
Were wearing jerseys back in 2015.
Oh, okay.
2016.
Yeah.
2017. And then I come into work, and everybody and their mother
make fun of you.
All of a sudden, everyone and their mother has jerseys on now. Now we're pretending that we know about
wearing,
a baseball team.
I'm not even wearing.
What do you got there? Brigantine.
I got the Brigantine. Oh, it's my dad's shirt. It's a.
Brigantine Beach.
Yeah, but ready for the back bucket list.
Working on my bucket list. Ah, ice, beer, good vibes. That is such a dad beach shirt. This is great.
I love this shirt, man.
That screams 55-year-old.
I bought this shirt.
Max, two kids.
At the CVS on the island for like $10. I was like, dude, I have to buy this shirt. And then immediately my dad goes, how come you didn't give me one? So I got him one. Then my uncle, who also lives down there. Hey. Where's mine?
All of a sudden, the
Salchunas family has the greatest shirt ever.
CVS's fashion line. The Salchunas family presented by CVS.
No. Why do you think I named my son Cooper Vincent Salchunas?
It's a really good point.
Bang! Because they provide my clothing.
It's all because of the shirts.
Yeah, man. Not the receipt. John. We're not calling him the
anyway,
receipt.
6-1-0-6-3-2.
Dude, last night was awesome. It was so much fun yesterday between the hype. I get it was just preseason, but it's great seeing them in the jerseys for the first time since the season came to an end in an awful way against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Not that anybody thought they were going to win that game, but you know, it's been a while since we've seen that team, and we can really only take away from what the reporters are putting out there, and we can only take away from some of the videos that are put out there. And I know a lot of people went to open practice, but that really didn't mean much. Yesterday, man, was awesome between the Eagles, between the Phillies. It was a great Friday night, and I can't wait to talk about it with all of you today, all show long, because really, I mean, today's another party day. I was in for Anthony on Thursday, and it was the day after they came back against Alcantara, and I straight up said at 10 o'clock, Pat, I was like, listen, I don't have a topic today. I just want to bask in the glory of the Phillies right now. And you know what was great about it? For once, you didn't need to have a topic and the phone lines lit up because people are hyped up about the Phillies, which is awesome. And last night shows that they go into Citi Field and they win in extra innings, and we'll play some of the highlights coming up. But you also had Eagles, Jets, preseason week number one. And man, preseason.
Say it. Say the two words I want to hear.
Super Bowl. Three words.
I'm glad.
Baby. You got that baby. I can't just say Super Bowl. I got to go Super Bowl baby.
That's fine. You go the three words, I go too. We're all thinking it, right?
The other three words, I love you.
The best part is they lost the game too.
Yeah, who cares, dude? Who cares? The starters looked very good yesterday. And look, I'm not going to all of a sudden change my tune and say, oh, Jalen Hurts is now the quarterback of the future.
Oh, I'm signing an extension today.
Are you right now?
Absolutely.
Kyler Murray's contract.
He took that hit, Andrew. He got back up. He threw a touchdown.
But dude, I mean, here's the thing. He threw to his right. He threw to his left. He threw over the middle, which was, you know, I get it was just a couple of checkdowns over the middle to like Jack Stahl, but you never saw him look over the middle last year. And so hopefully some of the stuff that they're working on in camp, again, I'm not going to get too overly excited, but there was still not really that zip on the football that you see some of the, but I don't need that. Like, I just need him to be a guy that can make throws when guys are open. And look, soft coverage in the preseason, but that means guys were open and he was hitting them. He was hitting them in stride. He put him in positions to score touchdowns. That throw to Quez Watkins where he rolls out because pressure comes and he hits Watkins. Jalen Hurts in one drive looked good.
Yeah, that was an impressive throw. I don't know if I'm putting any stock whatsoever into what I saw. And it's not even just the preseason. If this game had counted, I don't know how much stock I'm putting against you. You beat the Jets.
Yeah, the Jets.
Because they're so bad.
Yeah, they're terrible.
But on to be fair, if he had looked horrendously bad,
we'd be freaking out.
We're rioting in the streets and we're down in Lehigh and we're picketing Lehigh. Novacare. So to be fair to the guy, look, he only had one series. He looked good in that series. And all fairness, he probably should look good in that series because
he should
playing a bad football team.
But we've also
and he's better than that. Like Gardner Minshew beat the Jets last year.
He was terrible.
That tells you how bad the Jets are.
Yeah, but he didn't look good yesterday. Gardner Minshew, Stinnett did not look good.
Well, they're working on some stuff.
Don't worry.
No, I'm kidding. That's you guys want Gardner Minshew and you hate Jalen Hurts.
Nobody says that.
I'd be lying if I said I watched 1 second of Reed Stinnett.
It wasn't good.
I was not at that point.
I was filling up. Phillies were big TV yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
I had the appearance at Urban Saloon. You'll be out today.
Doc's Irish Pub in Gilbertsville.
For your chance to get into the Scramblewood at Ramblewood. Yep. But it was cool, man. So I'm there yesterday, and 7 o'clock first pitch, and everybody. And it was packed. Shout out to Urban Saloon. Awesome place. Packed. Everybody's eyes are just right on Phillies Mets, and of course they score a run in the first inning. Dude, I'm at a bar where there's people applauding. For a Phillies game. Like, that's awesome. And then 7:30 hit, and then I saw the two TVs. Everybody's going back and forth, right, going crazy. It was like the Pong match, just going back and forth between the two TVs. I mean, this is a good time of year, man.
Yeah, I had the Phillies on the main TV. I had the Eagles on my phone. And then I'd say once they kind of pulled Jordan Davis, I was out. Plus my phone was dying too. And I just don't know how much bad preseason football I need to watch. So I put all my attention on the Phillies and it felt like a playoff game in a way.
Yeah.
And that's not just the stress level that you had watching the game, but also like I got the difference of what Jimmy Rollins was talking about because the vibe in Citi Field was different than the vibe in CBP. It was a more animated crowd. It was a more excited crowd. Now, they're in first place and they're up like 10 games on the Phils. So, like, look, I get it. And if the spots were reversed and the Phils were in first place, then it would be the same thing and it would have been sold out. And we've seen that in the past. But it just felt like
remember the Phillies Mets series literally last year when Zach Wheeler throws the shutout in game four? They sweep them in four games. The place was, that was a sold out crowd that night. So,
and I think. If you can take this series, it's going to go a long way with getting the fan base completely on board.
Yeah,
I think
a four-game series against them next weekend. There might be more people.
A lot of people, I think, are at this point hesitant to jump on board because they've been beating bad teams and they're fighting for a second wild card spot.
Yeah, for the first time in 10 years.
Exactly.
And they're making the playoffs because you look at the teams behind them. Yeah, the Padres could still surpass them, and oh my God, Fernando Tatis Jr.
Dude.
We'll talk about that at some point today.
What are you doing?
Oh my God. How about a hell of a year for him? But the Brewers have a very difficult schedule. They have the Dodgers like 10 more times. Like I think by the end of this month, the Phillies will have like 4 or 5 games ahead of the Brewers.
Yeah, I don't think I'm cashing my Brewers tickets.
Oh, yeah.
I had Brewers World Series. Just wanted them to get in. You're right. Like you look at the remaining schedule and it's, you know, I did the math of, okay, well, if you take every series remaining for the Phillies, and you take every good team. So you basically have the Braves, the Mets, Blue Jays, they have a 2-game series with.
Mm-hmm.
And you have them not winning that series. So going 1-3, going 2-2, they would win 91 games this season. And that is assuming that they win every other series.
Yes.
Okay. But that's still 91 wins. That's without Harper for the majority. Like that's when it set in last night, because I was still pretty hyped 20, 25, 30 minutes after the game. And then it like hit me of, no, they just beat Max Scherzer and the Mets without Schwarber and Harper. And they're going to get Harper back.
Yes, and they're going to get Schwarber back.
You know, I mean, like, look, they're not going to win every one of those series that they're probably supposed to, and they're not going to lose every one of those series they're probably supposed to lose. But 91 wins, like, I think everybody would have signed up for that in blood at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And some people would have laughed at you, just flat out just not believed it.
I still remember our man, the Fink. It was right when they fired Joe Girardi, or it was like a day or two before they fired Girardi. He put out a tweet like, holy hell, they have to finish the season like 20 games over 500 from this point to get to 86 wins. And you know what?
They're going
to
do it.
They're going to do that. which is crazy. Dude, they fire Girardi and things just change, man. And Rob Thompson, I don't know, might just be that the vibes are better in the locker room. I think that's a big part of it.
It's a huge part of it.
I think it's a huge part of it, too. And it's not like you're not coming to work. You're coming to play a kid's game. You're coming to play baseball, and everybody's fired up about it. And listen, man, it's been so much fun these last couple of weeks, which is why I hate when I hear, like, and you're right. You're right that there are people that aren't jumping on yet because, they haven't beaten anybody. Well, look, if they lost to the Nationals, if they lost to the Marlins, like they did last year when they didn't make the playoffs, we'd be saying, this team stinks, same old Phillies, blow up the team, JT Realmuto stinks, his contract's awful, Bryce Harper, he stinks even though he's not playing, blah, blah, blah. It'll be all these bitching and moaning. But now that they're winning, why can't we be excited about it?
Yeah, that was the difference to me with this team under Rob Thompson was like, I no longer fear the Marlins.
No.
Years pass, and I'm talking like I have PTSD wounds from 05, 06 of like, you can't beat this team.
Yeah.
That sucks. And I think they had one early series after Rob Thompson came around, or it was against the Nationals, like a bad team. A team that normally under Joe Girardi, under Gabe, they would have lost.
Well, it's the sleepy series.
Yes.
And it's where you Zombie don't, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't play
Exactly. Like, that's the thing. Like, you go down to Miami, Zombie Joe, it's sleepy in the ballpark. Everybody's probably hungover, right? And he's not firing anybody up. Whereas Rob Thompson's probably drinking with him.
Absolutely.
Remember that photo, the team photo before, I think it was the All-Star break or something, where Rob Thompson's wearing the
fedora?
The fedora, and they all wore suits.
Yeah, for Father's Day.
That's what it was, Father's Day. And they got beat up that day. But it was just kind of like, all right, guys, there's still tomorrow.
I think it's a different mentality with Rob Thompson. You know what's nice is I haven't searched out one post-game press conference from Rob Thompson. And I've said this before on the morning show, but normally it's not a good sign if I'm searching out your post-game press conference because it means I want you to explain yourself. Like, tell me what you were thinking in this moment. If they win, I'm just turning the TV off and going to bed. I found myself a lot of times wanting to know what idiot Joe Girardi had to say.
Yeah,
I was searching out the press conference. Haven't had to do that with Rob Thompson. But it just seems like it's just a different mindset. And when he says, I don't even know if he says this, but I'm assuming like something to the effect of, we'll get him tomorrow. It's a different message than Joe Girardi's.
Joe Girardi in September of last year saying,
tomorrow. Well,
look, there's still tomorrow. Remember he said, I'm managing for a marathon, not a sprint. He said that earlier this year when they were 12 games under 500.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. So, yeah, man, it's a lot of fun right now with the Phillies. And, of course, we're not going to lose the Eagles as, even though it's just preseason, the starters looked good yesterday. And on defense, too, I mean, Kazir White with the interception. Dude, I was in love. We have linebackers.
I think Kazir White is like the forgotten linebacker on this team. Because a lot of Eagles fans, you know, Jamie's one of them, really pumped for Davion Taylor. Because they feel like this will be the year that, you know, he comes around fully.
That would be nice.
Third round pick. He showed flashes last year when he played. Obviously, Hassan Reddick.
Can't stay healthy. That's his biggest problem.
Yeah. Hassan Reddick was the big free agent signing, so obviously he's going to get hyped. And then N'Kobe Dean. And people forget about the fact that you signed Kazir White.
Who Chargers fans were upset that they didn't re-sign him. Like, Chargers fans, I remember looking up on Twitter, Chargers fans were legitimately upset that they did not bring Kazir White back.
Yeah, this linebacking core is good. Like, it's
for the first time.
It's kind of a good
time.
If N'Kobe Dean doesn't really get on the field, I'm not looking at that as a bad thing.
And he looked good yesterday.
He did. He didn't look out of place at all.
No.
But if he doesn't really get on the field much, it's a testament to Howie and going out there and addressing a position that they haven't addressed in years. I mean, they were, you know, like Zach Brown, for Christ's sake, was their starting linebacker like 2 seasons ago.
Yeah, and then they cut him. Like,
and then he went on to do music. Yeah. And now he's down at Tidal Wave, or whatever it's called.
Of the Zach Brown Band.
Yeah, so, you know, kudos to him for being able to transition in careers. But he was terrible. We hyped ourselves up to Nigel Bradham being like a really... He was serviceable.
He was
decent. But because of the fact that we had dealt with Drek...
Well, the worst one was Alex Singleton because
Nate
he was
Garris.
Better than Nate Gary. And because Alex Singleton was better than Nate Gary, it was, wow, we have a legit linebacker. Then TJ Edwards comes in. You go, oh, wow, he's better than Alex Singleton. And I just remember going, yeah, there are better linebackers. Like, I get that we are Eagles fans.
Yeah.
We don't have to overhype every single player. We don't have to do that.
Well, it's funny because the Eagles for years would do this thing of, like, scraping the bottom of the barrel and then being like, wait, there's something lower than that. So it would be like, we'll get an undrafted free agent. Wait, there's a guy that was in the CFL. wait, there was a guy playing for the Parma Panthers that looked good. And that would be your starting linebacker. And for years it was like, you know, they would find a Kamu Grugier-Hill. And he would look the part. He would look good. And you're like, okay, all right. And no, Kamu Grugier-Hill's a free agent. We're not re-signing him.
Not bringing him back.
We got this hot prospect from the Pompeii Volcanoes, and we're bringing him in. And he's going to be your starting. And, you know, he would look okay-ish. He would rack up some tackles. But then you'd realize that he couldn't cover a tight end or a running back.
Which is Alex Singleton.
Look, nothing against the kid. And he's going to be a serviceable NFL player. Like, he'll be a decent special teamer.
But there are better players.
But exactly. There are better players. And the fact that they went out and they actually signed and drafted high, and it was a breath of fresh air. I wonder how much of that was Jonathan Gannon. I wonder how much of that was Howie Roseman just trying to change his philosophy up a little bit and realizing, oh, hey, we probably should address this position because it's an important one.
Yeah, and we've gotten beat by it multiple times now in the last couple of seasons.
Dude, they've treated linebacker like teams treat kick returner now.
Yeah.
Like, we don't really need to address that. It's whatever.
The Eagles linebackers are akin to the Phillies relievers, you know, not this year, but in previous seasons, where it's just kind of like, oh, we'll bring Brandon Workman, right? Oh, this guy had an ERA.
Heath Hembry.
This guy had an ERA of 8 last year. We'll give him a shot. Can only get better.
We'll bring him in.
And that's even worse. 610-632-0975. So Phillies hype, Eagles hype. I want to get some of your takeaways from the birds yesterday. And, of course, the big talking point all season long will be Jalen Hurts. You guys know how I feel. I don't think he's really the guy of the future. But I'm rooting his holy hell for him. I said the other day, because there's still the you hate Hurts, you want to be right. No, I want somebody bringing a polygraph test, and I will do it live on the air. I was fired up that the guy was making some throws yesterday.
Yeah, but you know that no one's going to do that. Like, that's like a fake promise.
Yeah, they don't want the truth.
Like, you know that no one's putting their polygraph machine in the car, putting the Waze address in, just looking at traffic, getting here, unloading the polygraph.
You look like
machine.
A guy that would have a polygraph machine.
I'm not getting it in my personal life. And then, you know, taking it up the four floors, having to knock on the door. Because, you know, you can't just get in. You got to knock on the door, and then we have to let you in. Then you have to set up. Like, Andrew, that's a fake.
You can get one on Amazon right now. USB Polygraph 2 Police Edition Home Lie Detector Test, just $139.95.
I got to question anybody who's buying that, right? Like, what's going on in your life where you've reached so low that you're paying $140 for a polygraph test?
You know what I'll do? I'll go to the Ocean City Boardwalk. Don't they have, like, that thing where you hold it and it tells you, like, if you like,
just go to that.
If you have good love or not, like, will you find love and you hold the thing? I'll do something like that. I'm sure there's a lie detector test on the Ocean City Boardwalk that costs way too much money.
Look, if you have a polygraph test, I just want to know why. 610-632.
Somebody might.
You know the number. I need to know.
For $25 on Amazon, it lights up truth or lie, green or red. I'm sure that's accurate.
How could it not be? Right? Man. We'll strap the entire station up to polygraph machines.
It's got three stars, and it's 20% off right now, dude. We should get it.
There's a couple of people that work here that I have some questions for.
Okay.
Under a polygraph machine.
Do you have any bodies?
610-610.
All right, so we're gonna get to John in Southwest Philly in a second, but Vito, I know you put together a little bit of a highlight package. So, of course, we got to listen to it, especially at the end, because you could tell the broadcast wasn't really that happy that the Phillies got the win.
Dude, I
got
to be honest, man. Like, I didn't think it was that bad until the bullpen got involved. And it was really like the Edwin Diaz. When Edwin Diaz came in, you got to do stupid trumpets and stuff.
I saw your tweet, by the way. I hate you, Ron Burgundy, but damn, do I respect you. I don't think it's overrated. Well, I think the trumpet thing's awesome.
I didn't put out a thing of
anti-trumpet. Somebody tweeted at you and you may have responded.
Oh, they said it was overrated. Yeah, I think it sucks.
I don't.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
Like, if Sir Anthony Dominguez had that,
dude, stupid trumpet song?
Yeah, and the fanatic would be, the tongue would be a trumpet. He'd just be spitting out a trumpet.
Yeah, look, watching all that cesspool of a stadium, City Field, all the people.
Yeah, no,
doing the
I hate
stuff,
them too.
Like,
but
it sucks.
It's a I hate you, Edwin Diaz, but boy, do I respect you.
That's the difference between me and you. If you put on that Mets jersey, I have lost all respect for you. I don't like you. I wish you nothing but the worst. I wish your fan base nothing but the worst. Jamie texted the morning show group chat, right, after the game. And he goes, hey, we should probably try some of Cam Jurgens' beef jerky. If you were watching the Eagles game and you had the sound on.
By the way, he looked good yesterday.
He did look really good. But Scott Graham brought up the fact that Cam Jurgens has his own beef jerky. And I responded with, yeah, Jamie, can you ask your Mets fans friends if we can have some of their tears to wash the beef jerky down with.
Yes, because he does have a lot of Mets.
Because he has a lot friends. Of Mets. And like I'm somebody that if I find out you're a Mets fan, I'm not.
Yeah.
You're not in my circle. I don't respect you. You want to come out and do your little dance and get 9 pitch innings and stuff? No. No, I'm not into that.
By the way,
kick rocks.
I had the Mets fans were in their feelings yesterday.
Oh my God, dude! So, they were all up in my mentions.
So I put out a tweet jokingly last night. Eagles look great, and the Phillies beat Scherzer and the Mets in New York. And then I put the quote from Rocky. I just also want to thank God, except for my kid being born. This is the greatest night in the history of my life. And I have him holding the thing up. And I had Mets fans tweeting at me going, bro, your life must suck then if this is the greatest night of your life. And I was just like, oh, God.
Here's what makes me laugh about the interaction you'll get situation like that on Twitter, right? Like, they don't follow you.
No, they don't.
And they're literally, like,
looking up Phil's Mets.
Searching out, like, at Keith Hernandez to see angry tweets at him to respond. And I responded to most of them. And then proceeded to mute them because I don't care at all what they have to say. But just a little history lesson for you. I know you're young, but in 2007, you guys were pumping your chest a lot in August too.
Yes.
So like let's just hold off on pointing at the standings because I know you're young and I know that you were about in second grade when this happened, Billy the Mets fan. But yes. Just to let you know, this your team has collapsed a lot. That's literally why there's a hashtag.
And they may not collapse. Out of first place.
They might not.
But they might lose in the first round or second round of the playoffs if they, you know, once the bye is gone.
I gotta be honest, I don't expect them to collapse out of first place this year. But it's funny that after a loss, you'll have people that'll hop on Twitter yes. and search out like to just get into it. It's like, dude, I could not care less what you have to say
because damn right, Pat.
You're a horrible human being because you like that baseball.
All right, so you want to relive a little bit of the moments?
Play it.
Go ahead, Vito. Play the song in the highlights, man.
Shoots it to left field. Veerling has it. Marte tags to throw home. The tag applied. The Phillies got him.
Wow.
An absolute missile.
Don't
thrown
test
for
it.
A strike from left.
Don't test
and
it.
A perfect tag from Realmuto. Sends this game into extra innings. Stott moved up to third. Infield comes in. Home. The fly ball to right field. Marte has it. Stott tags. Comes home. The ball bounces away. And Stott is safe.
Good fundamentals.
Guillorme's chance. Chop to the right side. Hoskins with a step back. He'll flip it to Robertson. And the Phillies hang on to win. 2-1 to open a huge road set against the rival Mets.
Damn right. How about a little How excitement? A little bit of excitement. Screw Apple TV. All right, we'll get back on the other side. I want to hear from you. 610-632-0975. I'll be honest, dude. I like working with you, but this is like the most... I'm actually excited for a Saturday show.
I like this song.
Yeah, I mean, the Phillies win yesterday. Dude, the Stars look good.
Hey. You got to fade it down. You can't just like abruptly end Earth, Wind, and Fire. I don't know who taught you how to do that, Vito. But you can't just end it. You got to fade that down.
Respect EWF.
Respect it, bro.
Come on, man. That's Pat Egan. I'm Andrew Salchudas. John, we'll get to your call coming up.
Be better.
610-632-0975. Wake and cake right here. 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.3975 The Fanatic. I'm Andrew Salchunas on this beautiful Saturday morning alongside Pat Egan. You make it a little bit more beautiful for me, Pat. I just want you to know that.
You know, like after yesterday, it really did feel good to get up to go to work. Because there are some days, and like me and you have been at the station for a little bit, and there are just some days where you get up and you don't feel like going in. I think everybody has that in their line of work.
Yeah, and you know, look, we love our jobs. We're not complaining about our jobs whatsoever. And so getting up to do a Saturday show
isn't really a hassle because we're coming in to talk sports, but there are some Saturdays where you wake up and you go, that'd be nice to kind of, you know, not go to work today, just kind of hang out, especially when you're miserable because we are Philadelphia sports fans.
Yeah, I got into this because I love sports.
Which is
and
why
I love Philadelphia.
I always hate the stupid false allegations of, well, you want the teams to lose because it's better for ratings. False. A, it's not better for ratings. I can tell you statistically that is incorrect. It may have been 10 years ago.
Yeah, but when the Sixers lose, people don't want to listen to talk about the Sixers.
When the Eagles lose, yes, I will tell you right now, I'm pretty sure ratings are higher on a Monday after they lose than a Monday after they win. However, after they win, you still have good ratings Tuesday, Wednesday. After they lose, nobody wants to hear bitch fest Tuesday, Wednesday, so the ratings start going back down. So that is a false allegation.
Like, I'll tell you a prime example. Like, the game where Ben Simmons passed, right? Game 7. That was a game where I did not feel like coming in to work the next day. You know, reliving that game was not on my bucket list of things to do for 4 hours. And as you said, like, we're very fortunate to be where we are. The whole point of it is yesterday's games, right? With not just the Eagles and Jalen Hurts looking good, but mainly the Phillies. It's like all of a sudden I'm waking up before the alarm goes off and I'm not even mad about it. You know, I am jumping out of bed. I'm ordering Wendy's for everybody. So it's like it's a different feel. And then you step out of your house and it's not 89 degrees at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's beautiful.
Dude, I was packing. We're going to the beach right after the show's done. I packed the car and I was like, wow, this is nice that I'm not like sweating before I leave for work loading up the car. Because going to the beach is not as easy now. You know, with the baby, got to load a lot more stuff up.
There's a lot of stuff that the people that constantly bothered you over and over again of when are you having a baby. It's a lot of stuff they didn't tell you.
Yeah.
And that's one of them. You know, yeah, they'll tell you like, okay, everybody knows you're not going to get much sleep. But the stuff of like, you can't just pick up and go to a movie.
No.
Because it's frowned upon to leave your child at home alone. So it's like all of a sudden I got to find a sitter or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, the dog's responsible, and I got a cat.
But not the baby.
But it's like, it's frowned upon, so now it's like, well, all right, well, can your mom watch him? I don't know. What about your mom? Oh, she's in the Thousand Islands. It's ridiculous. So it's like, all of a sudden, well, their plans are canceled. I guess we're sitting in and watching Never Have I Ever on Netflix.
It's
a guilty pleasure, I got to be honest with you. John McEnroe narrates it. But yeah, it's just there's a lot of stuff that all those people that bothered you for years. And then you get my favorite. You get those same people that come up. When are you having another one?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, are you paying for it?
Well, you know what? Today, nothing's bothering me.
Exactly.
Nothing's bothering me today.
Today, I might have another one. I might. How about that? How about that, Aunt Susie? I might have another one. 9 months later? Who's to say? Because the Phillies outdueled Max Scherzer
Damn
and they
right.
won.
Damn right. That's exactly what happened.
Good
yesterday.
Vibes today, folks.
All right, we will have Tyrone Johnson coming up at 10:10. But let's go back to the phones. Craig in Point Pleasant. Craig, right away, I'm just going to say this. I know that you are north of the line toward Tom's River. What's wrong?
Stop it. Nothing's wrong, but stop it. You outdueled Max Scherzer. Okay. Woo, woo. You're 9.5 games back.
I drink on your tears, bro. I'm drinking your tears. Let me give you a little history lesson, Craig. The year was 2007. You were plenty games up. And you know what happened? You choked. You collapsed. Because that's what your organization does. No, you can't speak. Because you called up a Philadelphia radio station, so you're getting it this morning, bud. You don't call up here bragging about the standings in August because you're a Mets fan. All right? That's what you guys do. You brag in August. You brag in May. You brag in June. But you know what happens in October? You cry. You cry in October. Shut up. Get out. Kick rocks, Craig. Go listen to WFAN, bud. Not today. Not today, Satan. You don't get to call this radio station and start bragging about the standings, Craig. All right? Go call Mike Francesa if you want that crap. Bragging. I know you were probably 6 years old in 07, but David Wright was saying the same thing. And Jose Reyes and Willie Randolph were saying the same thing.
Paul
and you know
Laduca.
What happened? They choked. Because that's what your rat organization does. They choke. You know what your manager does? He chokes. The defense rests.
I think you won.
I love how he right away he goes, stat, stat, stat,
stat, stat, stat.
That's how sad his life is. The Mets lose yesterday. And he has to, just like the people that were in in the mentions yesterday. That's what they got to do.
I hope he felt better. I hope he looked at the standings and felt way better, right? As he sits there crying behind his smiling mask. I'm drinking his tears this morning. Drinking them up.
We get to go to the Comcast Business Hotline now and talk to the host of the best show ever. I don't know if he can follow up what you just did. I'm just telling you right now. But let's go to Tyrone Johnson. Tyrone, good morning.
Good morning, Lee. You drinking tears? I can't top that. I got nothing.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. Like, these next 10 minutes, it's going to be tough for you, man.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell's going on, Pat? You could have just waited till the next segment.
I'm sorry.
To drop that.
I apologize.
But that was awesome. This is why I enjoy working with Pat Egan, because all I see is Point Pleasant, and I know where that is on the map. I say, hey, by the way, Pat, that's north of Toms River. That's where the cutoff normally is, where the Rat Mets fans start calling in. And Pat was ready to go.
Yes.
So good morning, Tyrone. How are you?
I'm a father now. I probably shouldn't have done that.
No, that's good.
Well, what if that person had kids? You ain't care nothing about his kids. But anyway,
don't. Nope, I don't. That's a good point, Tyrone.
Good morning.
So, thank you for joining in, Fanatic family. We do this every Saturday at 10:10. We go through the different shows. So, we now embark on the journey of the best show ever. And so we got you. By the way, great first couple of weeks, man. I've really enjoyed the listen. So, kudos to you guys. You guys are doing a great job. And a lot more fun now. Now that the Phillies are winning ball games, and now that football season kind of started yesterday. So let's start with the football team, man. Jalen Hurts looked good in his one drive, except for the cheap shot that he got. I hated seeing that. Nick Sirianni was all fired up about it. A couple of your observations from yesterday, man.
Well, I should say, when the players who are actually going to be here come football season were out there, the Eagles looked really good. Now, obviously, after halftime, unfortunately, about 40 of those guys, they got 90 guys now. They got to cut to 85 soon. Obviously, eventually get down to 53. Those guys weren't great. But the football players that are actually going to be professional football players this year, they looked really good. And other than Jalen Hurts, and you mentioned that, fantastic, I was really impressed with the defense and how they were flying around. I actually think this team's going to have good linebackers for the first time.
I was crying.
Andy Reid was here.
I was crying yesterday. Yeah. I had tears of joy. I looked like No Sean Moreno on the sideline during the national anthem.
I didn't know how to react.
Like, dude, I was like, oh, my God, we have legit NFL linebackers on this team.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, obviously, because they're white. But then the Kobe Dean, they said he's been quiet in practice. Well, surprise, surprise, he gets in a game.
All over the field.
Block, boom, just filling the hole, just getting in there. Like, and if he's their fourth best linebacker, as they're saying right now at this moment, third or fourth best linebacker, he would have been number one. And like 2 years ago, he'd have been the best. Like the days of
the last 5 years, he's the number one linebacker.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Super Bowl, with all due respect to Super Bowl champion Nigel Bradham.
Yeah, like you would, like Edwards is a beast. Because you're white, and now Dean's your third guy. Like, this is fantastic. This is fantastic. This is something I did not. I expected it on paper, but it was really good to see it. And so that was the biggest takeaway for me, other than the offense looking really good. The defense, we knew the defensive line was going to be good. The corners are good. We knew that. Still got to watch some of the safeties. Doesn't look like they have a lot of depth there. That was about my only negative amongst the players that are actually going to be here. But outside of that, it was pretty much A-plus for the players that are going to be here. Now, the players that won't be here, they're not going to be here.
So they won't be here. We're not going to worry about that. Now, here's what's beautiful, Ty, right? So last year, year before, 3 years ago, the way the Phillies were playing, today would have been 3 hours, Pat and I, 9 to noon, of Eagles talk, completely overreacting to week one of the preseason. But Phillies baseball is fun again, man. I want to ask you, what was your viewing habits yesterday? Were you the 2 TV? Where were your eyes going the most yesterday once kickoff started and then once the starters came out?
I ended up going TV phone.
Okay. That's what I did.
TV phone. So Eagles on TV, and then because of the Apple, which is not always great, and I know a lot of people didn't like it.
Shout out, by the way, to the Urban Saloon where I had my appearance yesterday. They had the Apple TV ready.
That's clutch.
Many bars not doing that.
This is what I've been saying on the show. Like, I get people don't like streaming, but here's the deal. If you go back, like, we're too young to remember that, even I am. When they went from antenna to cable, there were people complaining, oh, why is this on cable? I only have an antenna. Streaming is the new cable. Like, you're going to need it. Like, I know people don't like it, but it's not going away. Thursday Night Football is coming up in just a few weeks.
Yep.
You're going to have to know how to stream. But, so phone, stream, then the game. Now, I will admit, after it got sloppy, I made the switch. I reversed that.
Good for you.
For the Eagles. And then TV was for the Phillies because that was getting into the nitty gritty. I am immensely impressed with this Phillies team over and over again. This is like the 24th time this year where I've been immensely impressed with this Phillies team who had every excuse to lose a game and we wouldn't even have been mad. And instead they said, forget all that. Let's go win. Stop at the league. You get on base four times. What is that? Four times.
And that's the first time anyone's ever gotten on base four times against Scherzer.
It's unbelievable. 3 for 3 and then walk. And then the other part, here's the other thing. This is where Rob Thompson's different than that last guy. So if you look at the analytics, they say nobody in baseball gets their bat on the ball as well as him, as often as him. You can't get a pitch by the guy. He puts good contact on the ball. So why not try him? That's where you go, ooh, he's a young guy. Obviously, no track record of bat leadoff, but you're in a pinch. So you find a guy who's most likely to make contact, not just on your team, in the major leagues. Put him up there and see if he makes contact, and he goes up there and makes contact.
By the way, Didi's still starting yesterday.
Not only is Didi starting, but it's probably like a bullpen game at some point.
Camargo's back in cleanup.
Yeah, Ronnie T has somehow made his way back to the organization. You're so right.
I mean, it is crazy, right? Like, it's just so wild that he's got over 40 wins already yesterday. And here's the other thing. Reese Hoskins, he goes 1 for 5 yesterday, right? It's not like he went 3 for 5. But earlier this year, Reese Hoskins, it was the second series of the season, Girardi sat Hoskins because his numbers against Scherzer aren't good. And he batted Johan Camargo cleanup and played first base that day. And I'm like, listen, I get numbers sometimes tell a story, but yesterday would have been another example where he would not have played Reese Hoskins, where you're already missing Schwarber and Harper. That's what he would have done.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
Yep. You're 100% right. And then the other thing is, we keep talking about, we know about the top two starters in the playoff situation, and I'm fast forwarding. They're making the playoffs. It's now just a matter of where they're going to be. They're making the playoffs. What about a great problem to have? There's competition now for that third starter in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Gibson's pitching well. Then Ranger says, let me go put this one on you, 7 strong. Like, what is, like, this is just different. And this is just different. This feels different. It's like, and the fans are catching on. This is different. This is not like the other years. You have 4 legitimate starters, and now Syndergaard is just extra. He's extra. He can be your long man if you ever get blown out in a postseason game or something like that. You know which 4 guys are competing for that spot, but I don't know which one to go with. I'm, of course, going to go with Club Tyrone member Ranger Suarez.
I think it's a good call.
As well, this is fantastic.
This is great, man. Everything's beautiful, and I love that we can come in on a Saturday, the day after Eagles preseason game, and still have the Phillies on the forefront of a lot of people's minds. Last night was awesome. Now, before we let you go, always like to try to check in with our family here. So what's the weekend plans for one General T.Y. Johnson? What's the deal today? Are you down the shore? It's beautiful weather. Everything's beautiful right now in the Philadelphia area.
It is beautiful. The weather, the sun's out. It's nice and cool. We're talking about only 73 degrees down the shore. It's only going up to 77 with low humidity. I'm literally got 1 foot on my bike to go head out for a bike ride and listen to you guys on the app as I'm riding around Wildwood, New Jersey. I'm really excited to get this, just get this downtime. But I got to be locked in with these Phillies. I got to be locked in now. It's like, wherever all my movements are dictated by this baseball team right now.
Oh,
I don't want to miss a single inning. Everything they're doing, I want to see. So whatever I'm doing, I got to be, okay, well, if this place doesn't have a TV, I'm not going because I have to watch
it. Yeah, I mean, so I'm in Brigantine tonight, and I texted my dad on Wednesday. I was like, hey, Dad, 7 o'clock first pitch. Where are we watching the game? Like, it's already, it was planned out days ago. I mean, that's where we're at right now. Where, look, you, Pat, and I mean, we're already in every single night, but it's a different vibe now. Like, you're down the shore, and you're going to put your weekend down the shore on hold because you want to watch the Phillies game, and that's awesome.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's incredible. And let me tell you guys are doing a tremendous job. Like, much better than I did in that spot. A tremendous job. This is must-listen radio, too. This is an appointment radio.
Oh, that's
just like
nice.
It's now appointed TV. It's incredible.
Can I ask you something?
The check is in the mail, Tyrone.
The check is in the mail, but can you put that money towards something? I think as a station, Ty, I think it would be great bits on the radio. I want to buy a polygraph machine for the station.
Yes.
Because there are people that think, even though I'm not the biggest Jalen Hurts guy, I want to be wrong. And I want him to be really good. And he looked good yesterday. And I think we should do polygraph tests live on the air. And I will do that to prove my, you know, loyalty to the Eagles, that I want Jalen Hurts to do good and for me to be wrong, because there's too many people that say, oh, you just want to be right. No, because if Hurts is good, that means the Eagles could be in the Super Bowl this year or next year.
Yeah.
So I think we should all chip in for a polygraph test. There's one on Amazon for $150. You in?
I'll put it. Absolutely. That's a fantastic idea. And truth be told, we got to also run some of that stuff with the Kincaid show in the morning.
For the chair pickers?
There seems to be some. Every week, there's a new conflict with you guys that now we can just use the polygraph and we don't have to argue about it anymore. And also, he's clearly the chair picker, for the record, just so I can weigh in on that. I didn't get a chance earlier in the week.
I agree. I just don't think he realizes it, but the amount of sexual tension on that morning show is between, and it changes. It'll go from, you know, John and Jamie to me and Bob, and then you know, it's never the same two people, but you're right. We do need some polygraph questions, and
maybe Joe Bell will expense it for us. We'll see. Maybe I'll write an email, and if he says, well, Andrew, no, then we'll all chip in for one.
Just hack Preston Steve's email. I won't be fine.
Yeah,
exactly. They probably already have six of them. They have like an FBI one, not one off Amazon.
Right.
All right, Ty.
They were part of the race.
Listen, man, enjoy your bike ride, and I appreciate you calling in. We'll be talking to you during the week.
Thanks, Ty.
Appreciate it. I'll be listening. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. There he is, Tyrone Johnson. Hopefully, during his bike ride, we don't have another Mets fan call in, because he might be distracted by your blow-up, and that would be bad while riding a bike.
I just can't tell you how much, like,
do you feel
vitriol
good, though?
I have for that
fan.
Because
I'm impressed.
Base. I have so much disdain for that fan base. And the fact that you call up.
And you heard his arrogance right away. Stop.
Sit this one out, bud. Like, your organization, top down, is known for collapsing.
Yes.
Your manager that you have right now is known for not winning and collapsing. So, like, please, sit this one out. All right? Until you've done a damn thing as a team, other than get lucky because Bill Buckner botched a ground ball to first base. Just pump the brakes a little bit on pointing to the standings, because I know it was 16 years ago, but I remember vividly that Mets collapse and Kevin Gregg closing it out. I don't think Tom Glavine, I think he's still trying to get out of the first inning of that game. So, like, just the fact that Mets, but it's typical, though. It's typical of that rat cockroach fan base to, like, call up and try to actually, like, talk crap because they want to make them feel
today.
Better.
Missed opportunity today, but if they win the series, I'll bust it out Monday. My $10 Ocean City Boardwalk, very simple Mets suck shirt.
I don't have that, which is a nice item.
Do you have the peeing on the Mets
logo? No, I was never into that guy. So when they made the playoffs in 07, I'll bust it out too. It's like deep in the drawer, but when they made the playoffs in 07, every team that made the playoffs had these t-shirts that got postseason, ? And the Phillies on the back of it had a tombstone that said Mets 2007 NL East champions. And as soon as I saw, like, anything that craps on the Mets, I'm like, I'm doing that.
I also have the, I think I still have it. I may use it, like, when I, like, do work around the house. The, I support two teams, the Phillies.
And who's ever playing the Mets.
So I might have to bust some of these out.
Like, I think are probably some listeners have heard me say, like, they're my most hated team, but I think I I think I just proved, like, it's not talk. It's, I really.
No, you really hate them.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
You know what else I hate? The fact that we have to break.
Yes, we do.
I hate it.
610-632-0975. We're buying a polygraph machine, by the way. Like, it's happening. I think it's. I think
10 we, bucks each, 15 people? That's.
I think we need easy. To get a polygraph machine. All right.
Who's the person that. Think about this and tell me on the bat, like, when we come back. Who's the person that says, no, I don't want to pay 10 bucks for that? Because there will be somebody at the station that does not want to go in on it. Think about it and tell me on the when we come back.
I will. All right, he's Pat Egan. I'm Andrew Salchuna. Still to come, America's Game of the Week at 11:30. Vince from Philly Sports Trips, our friends, will be joining in, tuning in at 11:10. So we'll talk to him as well. Andrew, Chris, we'll get to your calls right here. 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Sure is, Pat. 11 o'clock, 97.5 The Fanatic. That's Pat Egan. I'm Andrew Salchunas. We take it till noon. Final segment today. Tyler Zuli will be on from 12 until 3, live from Parks Racing Sportsbook inside Cheekies and Pete's in Malvern. D Lineham then takes you from 3 until 7. Tom Alvord will be with Tyler, and Dan Fritz will be with D. So make sure you listen to them the rest of this beautiful Saturday. Until then, it's Pat Egan, myself, Andrew Salchunas, Mike Vito producing the show today. Still to come, we have America's Game of the Week at 11:30. I'll explain more about it at the end of this segment, but it is a movie-related game today where you have to give the answer, but Pat Egan will come in for the save. Not your best performance last week.
Horrible. I got sandbagged, though.
Yeah.
I said this before.
That's why Dylan's
sandbagged.
Not working today.
Yeah, it was supposed to be you give me the prospects that the Phillies got when they traded proven talent. Mm. He decided to do the, he's going to give me one prospect the Phillies traded when they got proven talent. And, of course, he picks, you know, the eighth prospect in an eight-player deal.
They gave you Yorvis Medina. Not even Adonis.
I actually respect the hell out of the D-Train for doing what he did.
Yeah, he's trying to move up here in the station.
Yeah, and he wanted to put me in my place.
He wants to be the choo-choo show, Chunas Train and the D-Train.
Yeah.
Saturday.
All of a sudden, it's Thomas the Tank Engine. You know, he's a diesel. He's not a Percy or a Thomas. He's a diesel, straight up.
He is D. He takes over Shaq.
So it's like, while I was mad at him, I respect him.
Yes.
And
you got messed up.
But I let Coach know he won't be doing
that. And that's why Vito's producing today.
Yeah. And he's rebounding nicely from his Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Listen, we all have room to grow and improve.
I think we do, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I've been trying to grow for 17 years at this point. No luck, but there's always tomorrow.
By the way, I'm just so thrilled. I've told you about my man Gene on the YouTube chat.
Gene.
Who's a 3-for-4 fan, and the one team he doesn't like is the Phillies, and he's a Mets fan.
Yeah, he's...
And I love looking at the... He's not in a good mood today.
Yeah, what's up with Mean Gene?
He's not in a good mood today.
Not happy, Gene?
And I love every second of it. So, the curse of Landry Shamet. I saw this right before the break. Landry Shamet, in the last four seasons, has been on a team that lost in the second round on game 7. Jeez. Sixers-Raptors,
yeah.
2019. He was on the Clippers in 2020 when they lost to the Nuggets, second round, game 7.
Then he was on the Suns.
No, then he was with Brooklyn. That's when Kevin Durant hit that shot, but his toe was on the line, and they didn't win. Lost in game 7 to the Bucks, and then last year, Suns to the Mavericks. So Landry Shamet has played in four straight game 7s in the second round of the NBA playoffs. Four different teams. They've lost.
Landry Shamet is a case in point, though, of why.
Proven versus unknown.
Yeah. Like, I thought when they traded Landry Shamet, not that I was banging the table saying, oh my God, you can't get rid of Landry Shamet.
I thought he was
going to
be a good player.
But I thought he was going to be a very, very good player. Yeah. Starter in this league that was going to put up points. I did not think he was going to bounce around as much as he has. Because he's basically been traded every single season. Now, it's not like he's been traded for slop, but he's proven to be a bench piece. And I think when he was a rookie with his team, it was like, wow, they might have found something here in a late first-round pick.
Yeah, he shot that rookie year with the Sixers in 54 games. He shot 40% from three on 4.5 attempts. And you're like, wow, this is really good. They traded him to the Clippers as a part of the Tobias trade. Yeah. And 45% from three he shoots on 6 attempts for the Clippers. Like, that's really good.
Yeah. And but, then what's happened since then?
Goes down to 37. Went back. He was at 38% for Brooklyn.
How many minutes is he playing?
He played 20 minutes last year a game.
Yeah, he's like your sixth or seventh guy off the bench.
That's
When they traded him, though, I thought he was going to be a starter in this league.
Oh, really? I thought he was going to be like a just like a three-point sniper kind
of. Yeah, I mean, but
better than Korkmaz.
What the hell do I know? I mean, this is proving it, right? Like, I thought Landry Shamet was going to be the next MJ.
Well,
Air Shamets.
You were close.
I was camped out of Foot Locker for my Air Shamets.
You were pretty close.
Couldn't understand why the sneakers app didn't have them.
That's okay.
I was getting shut out.
We're going to talk to Vince from Philly Sports Trips coming up in a few minutes.
Love
because
Vince.
Something really, really, always really cool with Philly Sports Trips, but something awesome that I'm going to be a part of.
The question for Vince is what city is he in today?
Oh, we'll find out.
Because it's like he's always got a trip planned somewhere.
Yeah, he bounces around. So we'll get to him in a couple minutes. Let's go to Taste of Cake Dom first. What's up, Dom?
Hey, Andrew. Hey, Pat.
Man, I was thinking about you last night because...
Well, first of all, let's clarify this a little bit. Like, what kind of setting were you in?
I was
were
in,
the candles
I was,
lit?
I was in bed. No, the Phillies beat the
Barry
the Mets
Manilow,
yesterday.
And you thought about Taste of Cake Dom?
And you know what? I think Nola's going to pitch well today. And Tasty, that's Dom's guy. Aaron Nola, Mr.
I know
Freeze.
It is.
So,
I
Dom,
know it is.
I was thinking about you yesterday. I think Nola, even if they lose today, because it's DeGrom, right? They could lose 2-0, but that means Nola still had a good outing. I think he pitches well today, man.
I can't tell you. I called because I'm so happy that you guys are on, because I'm in such a great mood because, yeah, I think Nola wins the series for us today. You called them. I promised you and Anthony I wouldn't use that nickname this year.
Yeah.
But I'm itching to because he's been pretty good, Andrew.
He's been really good. He's been really, really good. Big bounce back. I thought that they would get after, like I said yesterday on the Kincaid show, I thought that they would get after DeGrom. And in all honesty, like if they end up, I expected them to go into this series and win one out of two. Or win one out of three, I'm sorry, and lose the series. And if they still do that, like I'm okay with it. It's just about how they do it. But, man, it feels a lot better being able to go into game two and having Aaron Nola on the mound and you're already up.
Wheeler tomorrow.
And the ability to close out this series today, man, it's a great feeling because of how good he has pitched.
And I remember the Braves series a couple of weeks ago where, look, you and John said that they were going to win that series. I thought they were going to lose that series because I didn't think they'd beat Max Fried in game one.
Yeah, but you don't know baseball.
You're right. Like this series, I thought their best chance to win a game would be game three. Bassett's still a very good pitcher, but it's Wheeler, right?
Said the same thing.
But the fact that they win game one, and West Virginia Rick, who checks in on the midday show often, he let me know a couple weeks ago that the Phillies have not lost a series since May 1st when they won the first game of it.
It's unbelievable. Real quick before I go, I want you guys to teach me something real quick.
Yeah, what do you got?
About life. Andrew, you know. And you and Anthony told me, Galen's my guy. He's my guy.
Yes.
He is. I'm all in, okay? I can't help it. Now, he comes out, and he's electric last night. Andrew, that was an unbelievable drive with two touchdowns because that was the worst holding call I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
He got in twice.
That was so bad.
Why are my friends Sam Bradford and me today, Andrew? I mean, I don't want to hear about
that. There's people that don't like Hurts.
Remember Sam Bradford?
Yeah.
I mean, Jalen was, all you could do is look at what he did. He was electric
I think,
last night.
I know you asked Andrew, but I'll just pipe in here. I think they're bringing up Sam Bradford to not necessarily rain on the parade, but just remind you that it is preseason. Guys can look really good, and when the games actually count, they show their deficiencies.
And whether it's fair or not, they know that you love Hurts, right?
Yeah, they want to get under your skin.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing.
Yeah, Entenmann's Eddie wants to ruin your day, Tasty Cake Dom, and you just say not today, not today.
I mean, like I like Jalen Hurts the guy. I love Jalen Hurts the guy. I don't think he's going to be some stud quarterback, but I was excited to see what I saw yesterday.
No, I think he's a very serviceable NFL quarterback like that would be a bridge. But
yeah, we had a guy earlier.
You can't.
Our first caller that was like really excited. He said, "Yeah, but you know we have to realize he's not the guy. He's a backup in the league. No, I think he's a starter. I just don't know.
I think he's probably a starter on a bad team.
Yeah, like I think he might bounce around.
I think he's going to end up with a 10 to 15 year NFL career.
Yeah.
Be that bridge, Ryan Fitzpatrick type, you know, the bridge to get you to the franchise quarterback. With all of that said, I mean, I'd love to be wrong, right? Yes. Like, it makes life a lot easier on the Philadelphia Eagles if they're not looking for a quarterback next season. And it takes to get Dom's point, like, you can only go against who's on the schedule. You know, it's not like Jalen Hurts asked for the New York Jets and their horrendously bad defense. But if it was the opposite, right, and he looked bad, he went 2 of 8 and didn't end up in the end zone, it would be, oh my God, let's talk about Gardner Minshew. Why didn't they go out and get Baker Mayfield in the offseason? So it's both sides. Like, you got to temper your expectations a little bit.
But it's okay to be excited.
But it's still, look, it's a positive.
He made throws all over the field in his very limited time.
I'm not buying into it too much, but it's a positive.
It is a positive. May 1st.
You know what else is a positive?
Well, Vince for Philly Sports Trips.
Philly Sports Trips is always a positive.
So you asked the question. Where is he right now? So that's what we'll ask first. Vince, what's going on, man? Where are you? Where is Vince?
Wow, Vince is in his office.
Okay.
As you both know, with the kids now, when you go from 1 to 2, which you guys don't know, your 2 to 3 hours of free time becomes like 7 to 9 minutes per day. So I'm spending that time with you guys here, a few of those minutes.
Well, that's nice. Thank you. You're welcome for the excuse then.
I love the Saturday morning show, guys. It's been awesome.
Dude, we're having a blast, man, and it helps when the teams are doing well. And look, I know there's already Philly's buzz for next year going on for you, and we'll talk about that at some point down the road. But dude, you got a lot planned coming up. I know you still have Philly stuff for this season.
Got Philly's, got Union.
You'll be in Chi-Town. You got the Union. And, of course, you also got the Eagles, man. And you guys did such a tremendous job last year, whether it was the Tampa trip with the morning show, Vegas with the morning show, when Anthony and I went out to Denver. You do such a tremendous job. And there's some great destinations this year, man. So what are you excited about coming into this season? And, of course, there's one game specifically where there's a lot of buzz early on in week 3.
Guys, I'm like smiling ear to ear about this team and just watching them play last night. There's just so much excitement around the Eagles. And the fans have the responsibility to be there for the team, especially on the road. And that's one of the joys that we get to provide that service and get the people ready and get them loud. And I can't think of another scenario where we're going to be able to do this again. But we have 500 tickets in each end zone, lower level, for the Commanders. Dude. And we're going to bring 1,000 people to Washington. It's going to happen, guys. So,
yeah, man, you've been texting me like the updates of how many people have signed up, and you're getting close, right? Like, it's not like Vince is just saying, I want to get to 1,000 and there's like 150 people. Like, dude, you skyrocketing.
It's gonna happen.
And after a night like last night, I'm sure there's more and more excited people
buzz.
You know what? I could get on a bus and head down to FedEx and drink a lot of great drinks and have a lot of good food and then watch the Eagles take on Carson.
We're talking 15 to 20 buses, DJ, filet mignon sandwiches, pasta, seafood.
Dude, the food's so good.
House Thompson is coming with us. I know a few of you guys are trying to get on the bus. I got to see if there's room, though, guys. So give me.
I'll ride on top, but, my man.
First of all, so the Vegas trip was so packed that when we landed and Vince escorted us out to the buses, they put me with the bags like underneath.
Oh, nice.
And he said, like, there's no room, Pat. So we got to put you. Just make a little cubby
from Ted Lasso.
Exactly. And I was cool with it. Like, I'm just happy to be invited. But, you know, the thing about the beautiful thing about Philly Sports Trips is, like, the VIP experience you get. And I'm not just talking about us.
Yeah.
But I saw it firsthand where there were people that would have an issue, and all of a sudden Vince is, like, right on it. You know, and he would make, like, this. Vince can make Detroit enjoyable. He's the only guy who can make a trip to Detroit fun. But this,
this trip
to D.C. is going to be, something tells me, Vince, it's not going to be like going out and seeing an Eagles legend like a Brian Dawkins, where you go on to pay you want to pay your respects. Something tells me that this is going to be a little bit of a different crowd. So, what do you expect from the faithful of the Eagles when you take the crowd down there to Washington?
I think it's going to take some creativity to come up with a chant when you have 500 fans in each end zone, but I think we can kind of think about what we could potentially say to Carson.
Yeah, I'm sure some will be very clean, too.
Yeah, we'll have to come up with a clean version. So start to brainstorm that. But I just think people are going to be excited. They're going to want to get in his head. You know, obviously we thank him for what he did for us when he was here. But, you know, the shenanigans on the way out, especially in the playoffs, what he was doing behind Nick Foles' back and all of that and the way he left. And it's just, it's the Philly fans won't forget that. So let's send him a message. But it's also about our team and cheering on our guys and seeing what our guys can do, for this first NFC East matchup of the year. It's a big game.
Yeah, dude, it's huge. I mean, Pat and I were talking about this earlier. I think they're 2-0 heading into it, right? So you can go 3-0. It'll be your first divisional opponent of the season. And it's still late September, so the weather's going to be nice. And you know, a lot of people are going to be there from the Eagles faithful. I mean, it is a big game, and it's a statement kind of game for the Eagles going up against a divisional opponent, going up against Carson Wentz. So, Vince, I mean, you guys are climbing up in the numbers, getting to D.C. You got 500 tickets in both end zones. And I know there's people that are going to go, oh, well, there's going to be a lot of people there. Am I going to be able to have a good time? You're going to make sure they have a good time.
Yes.
We're the tailgate professionals, guys. Bob Cavanaugh, who runs Cav Catering, they had 300 people at a tailgate yesterday for the preseason game.
Yeah, his food is incredible.
That's ridiculous.
His food is unbelievable.
Yeah, but like 1,000 person is nothing for him. He does 1,000 to 2,000 person events all the time. So we're going to make sure it's enjoyable, that there's plenty of things to do, plenty of room, 90 seconds or less for a drink. Pat will have your drinks if you show up. Cause I know you like those Shirley Temples.
So I do. Yes.
Sure,
yes. The grenadine is flowing at the Philly Sports Strips tailgate, among like actual adult beverages and stuff. PhillySportsStrips.com, by the way, is where you can purchase them. You're going to every single away game this season, correct?
We are, as a company. I have to still see if my wife will let me go to Christmas Eve in Dallas. That's the only question. But as a company, we'll be at every single one. I'll be at least 8 out of the 9, or 7 out of the 8.
So I got to ask, which game are you looking forward to most?
Washington is just, I'm really looking forward to, just because it's that day trip. There's a lot of fans that haven't traveled with us before, so we really want to, surprise them and impress them.
Yeah.
But, the crown jewel is where you'll be on the plane with us to Arizona. We have 250 people out in Arizona already. Seth Joyner is going to meet us out there. We got the golf tournament, the tailgate party. So that's the one I'm really looking forward to. Is Arizona.
You know what, Vince? I'm looking forward to that one, too. That's probably the one I'm looking forward to most, is the Arizona trip, because the Kincaid show is going out there, and it's going to be a blast. Arizona's beautiful, especially in October. So, but yeah, that the trip down, look, it's one-stop shopping. You go on PhillySportsTrips.com. It's great. You don't have to worry about, I've done the trip to D.C. by myself. You know, I've had to sit there and buy the ticket and then worry about parking. It sucks. So the ability to go on PhillySportsTrips.com and do one-stop shopping,
and
you don't have to worry about
day.
Anything. Yeah, like it's out of sight, out of mind. You don't have to worry about anything. That in itself is a luxury, and that's worth the price.
Yeah, it's like the all-inclusive vacation.
It really
is. It's the all-inclusive tailgate and game day festivities, dude. You do such a tremendous job. I mean it, man, from the bottom of my heart. I had so much fun in Denver last year. And I can't wait to be a part of your journey the rest of this season as well. I know you got some baseball stuff planned as well. But let's get that D.C. trip up, man. Let's give Carson a proper welcome in his hometown, in his new home stadium.
We're up to 670, guys, so only 300 spots, give or take. So let's fill this thing
before
the end of the month, all right?
All right, Vince, we'll do that, man. Listen, enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'm glad that I was able to give you 8 minutes and 5 seconds of downtime, but now it's back to fatherhood, all right?
Yep, you got it. Thanks, guys.
See you, Vince. There he is, Vince, PhillySportsTrips.com.
I'll tell you, that trip out to Vegas we did for the Raiders game.
Oh, you guys had a blast.
Hammered.
Dude, they got beat up
by 30-plus. Like, if you book that.
Derek Carr threw, like, 85%.
Look, if you book that by yourself and you go, and buy the tickets on StubHub or whatever and buy the plane, and you're probably pissed off. But the job that Vince and Philly Sports Trips does, everybody who was on that trip just had, like, a great time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, while the game sucked, it was like everything else, and the fact that you don't have to worry about anything, it's you can't take that for granted. The fact that you know when you show up, your ticket's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know that you don't have to worry about the plane. You don't have to worry about bags getting lost.
No, like, he just takes care of it. The all-inclusive vacation, but it's some days it's a day, sometimes it's a weekend trip, like to Vegas. I know he's already in talks about spring training next year, and people are already signing up, which is awesome. So check that. All these trips, he's got trips planned through spring training of next season already. So phillysportstrips.com, check it out. But yeah, dude, he was texting me yesterday. He's like, dude, we jumped over 600. Dude, we jumped over 650, and now they're already at 670 for the Washington trip, week 3, and he's got 1,000 tickets. Yeah, so jump on, guys.
The job that he does, I've seen it firsthand, where like the way that he interacts with his customers, and everyone's truly like on a VIP experience, and you'll be able to get a hold of him and stuff. It's a very good business model that he's built, job. And he's the best in the business.
Imagine being a part of a group of 1,000 people. In D.C.
Yeah. 1,000 like-minded individuals.
Yeah, exactly. That should go well. That's going to go well. All right. So America's Game of the Week is next at 11:30. So here's what we're going to do, like we do every single week. I tell you during the commercial break to line up at 610-632-0975 because it's going to be quick. You call in right now, 610-632-0975. We put you on hold. We get you ready for America's Game of the Week. What we're doing this week, I'll explain again on the other side. But for those of you who want to jump on now and don't want to wait at 610-632-0975, I have a list of actors and actresses who have done movies with the same, another co-actor multiple times. So I will give you one name. So here's your example. I did this earlier with Pat because Pat can save you if you get it wrong. If I say Adam Sandler, Pat, you can say multiple, but...
Sean Connery.
Incorrect. You lose, sir. Good day.
Well, and I don't want to give out my answer too soon, but...
Well, no, I'm not going to use Adam Sandler as one of the questions. So just say it.
Sean Connery.
Okay, no. But if he said Rob Schneider... I would say, correct. You won a pair of FanFest tickets.
Yeah, he was in a few of his
Now, if
too.
You said Sean Connery and Pat then said Rob Schneider, you would still win. So FanFest tickets up for grabs, 610-632-0975. He's Pat Egan of Major Sal Tunis. We're taking you until noon. One more segment left right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.